Here I am to worship. We're looking at this week at some of the original Hebrew words as we look at how we can worship our King of Kings. You know, some of us may have grown up in a traditional church. Some of us may be new to church. Some of us have maybe grown up where worship is so much more freely demonstrated. And we have all these pictures and ideas of how we should worship, or maybe how we don't want to worship. We have labels like Happy Clappy or The Chosen Frozen. But I really want to look at what does the word say? What are the original words that encourage us to worship? And one of the first words we can look at today is the word yada. This word appears more than 114 times in the Old Testament, and it literally means to praise and thank the Lord. Yada means to extend your hand in worship, to bring a reverence and a worship with extended hands. Now, if you look at some of these scriptures with me in 1 Chronicles 16 verse 34, it says, "Oh, give thanks, yada, to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." In Psalm 9 verse 1, it says, "I will praise," there's the word yada again, "thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works." Here we see it's intertwined, whether it's thanks or praise. But basically, what this word is saying is that it is your whole body giving praise and thanks. If you think about when you thank someone, or if you want to praise them, and you stand cross-armed and head down and you just say, "Well, thanks, that was a great meal." Or if you say, "Thanks, that was the best meal I've ever had," there's something so different in your body posture. This may be very new to you and something that you can practice in the privacy of your own home if you're not used to it at church. But start to praise him. Start to thank him using your body, using your hands. That when you say thank you, just open your hands, extend them, and yada him today. So let's choose to do something out the box. Let's yada him. Let's thank him. Let's praise him. For he is worthy of our praise, and we are in love with him and want to give him our all. Choose to do that today, and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply.